Wah bam 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 bam.
From WBEZ Chicago and PRX, this is Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. The weather's warming up, and you're probably doing some spring cleaning of your playlist, but we've got some additions for you. We're going to share our favorite new music that's flying under the mainstream radar. Plus, we'll hear picks from some of our listeners.
Calling to recommend a really great under-the-radar album.
I'm very happy to share Buried Treasure with you folks.
A real accomplishment, and I think a record that people are going to be talking about this year and for many years after that.
And some of our recent guests pick songs they can't live without on their Desert Island jukeboxes. You'll never guess who picked Judy Garland live at Carnegie Hall. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to give some of our recent guests a chance to pick a song they can't live without for the Desert Island Jukebox, and wait until you hear what the Melvins pick.
That's coming up, Greg, but first, we have Buried Treasures, one of our favorite shows. We do it a couple of times a year. We dig deep and try to unearth gems that most people probably have not heard. So much music is coming at us all the time. We have to listen to the albums that everybody's talking about, and then there's stuff that we're excited about, and so are other people. But then there's stuff that are real discoveries. That's what a buried treasure is, and you're going to lead us off. What do you got?
I am, Jim. Walter Wolfman Washington. He's a 74-year-old guitarist from New Orleans. Now, New Orleans aficionados, blues and jazz aficionados probably know Wolfman Washington because he's a great sideman. He's been playing on New Orleans records since the 60s, working with artists like Johnny Adams, Lee Dorsey, Irma Thomas. And he's released a few prized solo albums over the decades. Never got a lot of publicity. People do value him because of his wonderful guitar playing. But he's made a record unlike any he's ever made before with his new one, My Future is My Past. This record reminds me of what a lot of New Orleans guys, having talked to those guys over the years, including the Wolfman, they would play their regular gigs, and sometimes they're playing three, four, five sets a night at these New Orleans clubs. The club would clear out at 2 or 3 in the morning, and these guys were still kind of jacked up and didn't want to go home. So they would sit around and play music kind of intimately among themselves, just to entertain themselves, to sort of wind down for the evening. And that's the tone that this record is setting. It's a very, very different record in Walter Wolfman Washington's discography. And for that reason, it's highly prized by me. And I think anybody who appreciates this kind of music that sort of sits between blues and jazz and investigates these standards and deep cuts that Washington is doing on this particular record. The track that really stands out for me is Even Now, sort of a tribute to his late friend, Johnny Adams. The song appeared on Adams' final album in 1998, and the great New Orleans singer died a year later. I think Washington's giving him a little payback here in this duet with the great Irma Thomas. It's a simmering duet. You hear that kind of low Washington voice, that sort of dignified suffering that an artist like Brooke Benton would bring out. That's what it kind of reminds me of, great 60s soul artist. And, of course, Irma Thomas, just an impeccable singer. So a beautiful duet between Walter Wolfman Washington and Irma Thomas on Even Now from the Wolfman's My Future is My Past on Sound Opinions.
I went to sleep smiling. When you left, I opened my eyes. I must have been dreaming. You took me by surprise. A man can change his ways. Can a woman change her mind? Even now,
Sometimes, sometimes I wonder how. But I'm wishing you only the best. Yes, I guess.
That is Even Now from Walter Wolfman Washington. The record is My Future Is My Past, one of my buried treasures. Jim, what have you got for us?
I loved hearing Irma Thomas on there, Craig. She is just amazing. I'm going to lead off with a band I had not been aware of, although it certainly seemed like one that I should. We get hundreds of emails a day, music, press releases, and I got an email that piqued my interest. The annual Beach Goth 2018 festival.
Beach Goth.
Beach Goth. Okay. Yes, those two words don't go together. Will be happening in L.A. in August. And apparently this is considered by the L.A. Times. We have friends there, writers out in L.A., as like the coolest indie underground festival every year in L.A. It's got hip-hop, it's got rock, it's got punk, it's got vintage artists that nobody's heard from in 30 years, and it's all sponsored by a band called The Growlers. So this prompts me to dig deep. Who are The Growlers? Really cool band based in Costa Mesa that has a little bit of surf, a little bit of garage rock, some psychedelia. They've got some impressive fans, people like Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. Julian Casablancas of the Strokes has worked with them and toured with them, put out their last record. Dope on a Rope is a song from an album called City Club in 2016. I just liked the DIY crazy genre mash and approach of, we're not seeing the kind of festivals that we like. We're going to throw a better party. And get this, you not only have to be on the beach and I guess have an affinity for goth, but you have to come in costume. Right? I want to go to this party. Yeah. I want to go. Here are The Growlers on Sound Opinions.
Dope in the wash, strangers in bed. Dead in the nights, make a heartbeat happen. In the mist, striking a pose. Conjured up glamour in a school play rock show. Guess it doesn't last forever. Just a feeling to remember. Dope on a rope we hang. The catwalk's a
Dope on a Rope by the California band The Growlers. Greg, what do you got for us next?
Jim, well, I had a 70-year-old artist as my previous pick. I'm going to go to a brand new artist, only 24 years old, out of London, as my next choice for a buried treasure. Her name is Xylo, 24-year-old singer, as I mentioned, from London. She came up as a painter, a poet, a writer, and sort of evolved into writing songs from there. She has this kind of remarkably rich, warm voice that made producers want to work with her. She's only got like a handful of songs out. In fact, the song I'm going to play is only her third single. Doesn't have a full album out yet, but man, what a sound. There's an element of classic hip-hop in here. You know, I'm reminded a little bit of an old Gangstar record. You've got that sort of dusty soul groove going underneath. You can just hear the dirt between the grooves on the record. Yeah, a little jazzy piano over the top. Also has some connections to that Bristol trip-hop scene of the 90s, Portishead and groups of that ilk.
I love that.
A little bit of that vibe in this record as well. Working with a couple of young producers, Marco Bernardis and Loop Heel, on this record. But Xylo's the thing. That voice, that sound, that songwriting, the words, sophisticated, stylish, with a groove to it. Here's a song called Don't Waste My Time from Xylo on Sound Opinions.
You said I was conceited, thinking you would hurt my feelings. Well, I think that you're bitter, 'cause I've started.
That is Xylo with a song called Don't Waste My Time, one of my buried treasures on Sound Opinions. Before Jim and I return to our picks, let's go to one of our callers.
Hey, my name is Steve Maviano, and I'm calling to recommend a really under-the-radar, really great under-the-radar album called Stay Wild, Gator Child by a really cool band named Crushed Out.
Deep space, deep time, deep as an ocean.
Surf rock, psychedelic blues, two-piece. Really think you guys should check them out. Love what you guys do. Thanks.
A little bit of Queens of the Stone Age there, Greg. Good stuff. I'm going to have to check out more of it. That's the joy of these Buried Treasures shows. If you have an album that you think we need to hear, call and leave us a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800, or contact us on Facebook or Twitter. After a break, Greg and I will dig up more of our own buried treasures on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and we're going through some of our favorite recent records that haven't gotten as much attention as we believe they should. We call them buried treasures. Jim, what's your next pick?
Greg, you gotta love a pitch that begins, "Sad late-night masturbation has a home in the seedy underbelly of pop culture." This is a song called Late Night Girls by a group called Deux Trois. Really interesting stuff. It's a trio from Ontario, Canada. Started out as a man and a woman, Nadia Pacey and Benjamin Nelson, and then they've added a guitarist now. And they're going for that early 80s analog synth kind of Berlin sound, you know, Berlin the band.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Berlin the place as well, you know. And it's kind of a throwback to early new wave in that way. But it's a very, I think, third wave feminist look, because it's a woman singing about how at the end of a long, lonely night when her romantic urges have not been fulfilled, well, you know, she is her own best friend. I think it's right up there in that regard with Cyndi Lauper and Shebop. This is Deux Trois with Late Night Girls on Sound Opinions.
I'm in love with the late night girls with the tongues out to taste.
Deux Trois, a trio from Canada with Late Night Girls. Greg, you're up.
I'm going to go to Dallas, Jim, for a band called Power Trip. And with a name like that, you think, you know, a bunch of meatheads who are going to hammer you over the head with
Dallas,
with music. And
Power Trip live.
To be honest, I do love that music sometimes. Sometimes that's exactly what you need. Well, this band does deliver the power, but they've got a lot more going on than that. The singer, Riley Gale, writes pretty smart lyrics. He's quoting people like Congressman John E. Lewis, the great civil rights activist. He's quoting Towns Van Zandt, not so much ripping them off, but using some of their remarks or song titles as jumping off points for his own songs. And the central message of this band's second record, Nightmare Logic, is, you know, basically don't live a passive life. Be active. If you don't like something, get up and do something about it. It's essentially a call to action. What I like about this band as well, they're basically merging hardcore punk and thrash metal, but they're also bringing in elements of progressive rock, avant-garde electronic textures, with some great melodic hooks in the songs. So they write these 3 and 4 minute songs that really hit hard, but really take you places as well. One of their most direct songs is called Executioner's Tax, Swing of the Axe, in which Gale is talking about this whole notion of don't just wait around to die. You know, some people are, you know, can't wait to get there by the way they're living their life. Instead of living to grow and learn and expand your possibilities, some people are just sort of going, you know, drifting through life. Don't do that. Power Trip with Executioner's Tax, Swing of the Axe on Sound Opinions. Power Trip with a song from their latest album, Nightmare Logic, Executioner's Tax, Swing of the Axe on Sound Opinions. Jim, what's your next pick?
Greg, I am in love with my next pick. It is a young Chicago rapper with the name Cupcake, that is 2 K's in her name, better known as Elizabeth Harris. She is just beyond powerful. And I've been meaning to check her out for a long time, and I just felt...
She's good.
Spotify, I dialed it up. It's been nonstop for the last week. She is raunchier and more empowered as a no-nonsense woman of the streets than Cardi B. She's as funny as Chance the Rapper, you know, and she's got incredible skills on the mic. Hypersexual. She sees sex in the Smurfs, in insects, in Sloppy Joe sandwiches. You name it, she's seen it. But like Chance, the ability to crack funny jokes and then shift into the poignancy of the violence on the streets in Chicago on the south and west sides. She raps, "I done placed so many flowers on different graves. I tell my dates now, don't bring a rose." All right, 2 minutes. It's the lead-off track on a new indie release, Ephorize, E-P-H-O-R-I-Z-E. I think we could put her in the SoundCloud rap genre in that she's been releasing a tremendous amount of music on her own, but I think it's a way higher quality level. We have got to have her on Sound Opinions. Here is Cupcake with 2 minutes on Sound Opinions.
It was days I dreamed of money, but I woke up broke instead. Fine. Maybe that's my fault, I shouldn't sleep until I'm dead. You want it, you gotta work at it. You gotta stay chill, don't panic. Be a better bitch, hitting them digits out. They want abortion money, but not pregnant. You know those, they can't keep count after uno those. Man, it shows. People think no cons come with they pros. But I'm dealing with real ish. My stretch marks really itch. My hair haven't grown an inch, but I'm still that shit. Black marks on my inner thighs, but man, don't criticize me.
Don't do it.
Cause everybody got flaws. If you think you don't, you must can't see.
Look in the mirror.
Follow me to get close, not to just compliment my clothes. Cause if my crib get burned down, will you still follow my rope? Stay ahead, never say you finish. What you gonna do in the next 2 minutes? Gotta stay ahead, never say you finish. What you gonna do in the next 2 minutes? Hey, hey, what you gonna do in the next 2 minutes? Gotta stay ahead, never say you finish. What you gonna do in the next 2 minutes? What you gonna do, what you gonna do? What you gonna do, what you gonna do? What you gonna do, what you gonna do? Gotta stay ahead, never say you finish. What you gonna do in the next 2 minutes? What you gonna do in the next 2 minutes?
That is Cupcake with 2 minutes. And now, Greg, we're going to go back to our listeners for some of their buried treasure picks.
Jim and Greg, Brett McNeil calling from North Riverside, Illinois, to say the new Ben Lamar Gay record, the Chicago Cornetist. Holy smokes. Please get this on the air.
Levels and degrees of light. Young at heart, wise in time. Things to come from those now gone. It's family talk. Think all. Focus. One view from within. Colors in 33rd.
An incredible monument, a real accomplishment, and I think a record that people are going to be talking about this year and for many years after that. Thanks.
You know, Greg, one of the wonders of Chicago is that it can produce Cupcake and Ben Lamar Gay.
That's awesome stuff. I'm definitely a fan based on that little snippet we just played.
That is right up your alley. Let's hear another caller.
Hi, this is Dan calling from Philadelphia. I'm very happy to share buried treasure with you folks. The name of the album is Autopilote by My Lan, M-A-I-L-A-N.
I'm here to build up an empire, cause I'm a vampire, better hide in the bunker. Gonna cook you with pepper and lime, watch out for my jawline, gonna need to be filled up. And if you run, I will walk, we will always find you. And if you climb up walls, I can always reach you. I'm here to build up an empire. You'll find your place in it. Got a huge stomach. It'll be warm and sweet. Lemon coconut. Is it an exodus? You can't escape from us. Get used to this. Get a new terminus. Call your grandmama and all the friends you got. I'm the new Dracula. I need a hangover. I'm gonna fill this cup. I send you a ketchup. And gonna drink you up until the final drop.
She's a French pop singer. And this is a fun pop album. I think Mylan did a couple of vocal tracks on the last M83 album, but this is her first major label debut. And I would say that this album is a little bit of a cross between maybe early MIA and the French singer Uffy. I really hope that you have fun with this album. Thank you.
I have heard of My Lands. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's good. Sing-songy doesn't do it justice, right? I mean, hear that song like once and it's stuck in your head for about 3 days. That little melody line, right?
And he had a good job describing the list there. I also would add a little Charlotte Gainsbourg.
Yeah, for sure. The French pop was a good call. My last artist on my buried treasures list for today, Jim, is a Chicago artist. I'm staying in Chicago, just like you with Cupcake, who is also brilliant. This artist people should be paying attention to, and some of our friends in who we saw in Austin have mentioned this artist to me, and I said, yeah, Rick Wilson is one of those artists that you can tell, if not with this EP, the next one is going to break through to a wider audience. 22 years old, community activist, part of that young Chicago author scene that produced people like No Name and Chance the Rapper and a bevy of other talented young artists in Chicago. Is coming up with a series of great records over the last few years. Sun Is Out and Soul Bounce in 2016, the Negro Disco EP in 2017. He describes his music as disco rap, which, you know, barely does it justice. And now with the Banba EP just out. He's got more up-tempo tracks, but I wanted to focus on the single that he just put out. It's called Split. Because I envision that this is like a perfect summer song. You sort of see a guy hanging out on his front porch on a summer day with the ghost of Curtis Mayfield, and they're just hanging out and they're talking. And it reminds me of that little, you know, how Curtis used to, impart that sort of philosophy in his tracks. And he wasn't just singing a song; he was imparting a little knowledge, like. You've got these two options, and neither one of them's the perfect answer. So what do you do? How do you choose? And that's what Rick Wilson's wrestling with on this song, Split. You know, there's some great lines in here. Stuck between caring too much and giving up. Victim of tweeting, but not reading enough. Little twists and turns of words like that. And the production's really cool, too. There's this guy named Hirsch producing the track with this squishy, bouncing synthesizer and very sparse. And then right in the middle of it, there's this cool little saxophone solo that comes out of nowhere. Perfect summer song with a deeper layers to it than initially you may think. Rick Wilson, a song called Split on Sound Opinions.
Bamba. Forever. Tell me what you want and what you really need. Split between reality and what we dream. We gon' lose each other trying to chase forever. Chasing waterfalls when we can have the sea. Yeah, I don't slap a troll for what he wanna tweet. So why I punch a punk for what he say for free? I give a couple passes if you tweak on me. Mouth sauce on my chicken, but it's never sweet. Yeah, I stuck between caring too much and giving up. Victim of tweeting, but not reading enough. Split between choosing the world or choosing you. Guess I'm addicted to picking my own noose. And I split. Split between what's right and what's wrong. I said I split. Split between commitment and gone. I said I split. Split between a shout and a yawn. And before I finish my problems, I'ma finish the song. That's why I split. Split between what's right and what's wrong. I said I split. Split between commitment and gone. That's why I split. Split between a shout and a yawn. And before I finish these problems, I'ma finish the song. That's why I split it. Yeah, this that guy, what I split, split. Yeah, this that guy, what I split, split. What I'm. Split. You can wreck something precious in 30 seconds. But that can take a lifetime just to build it back. Yeah, if something easy to explode then keep together, then you should probably stay away from further gas. Yeah. Victim of right love at the wrong time. Victim of flipping pennies to get a dime. Yeah. Filter relations to get unfiltered rhymes. If I choose me instead, did I do a crime? You
that is Split from Rick Wilson's new EP, Banba, on Sound Opinions. Jim, what is your final buried treasure?
Greg, I'm going all the way over to Denmark. It's a Danish-American band, a trio called State of Sea. It's led by James Kraft, who had been in a New York group called La Strada that I liked quite a bit. He's in L.A. now. And the two women who are his partners, Anna Romer and Anna Scharling, are both from Copenhagen, Denmark. There's a lot of Eno. Bing, I'll get it out of the way, okay? A lot of Eno in this kind of ambient sound, but also in the way of something like Sigur Rós, combining folk with the electronic. And they've made a concept album, okay? The album is called Illusions, Plural. I'm going to play the song Illusion, Singular. It is a musical evocation, often wordless, of Edward Snowden, the whistleblower, having to flee to Russia after blowing the lid on American wrongdoing via WikiLeaks around the globe. I'm not so sure that they deliver on the concept part of the concept album, but I love the music. Illusion by State of Sea on Sound Opinions. That's the Danish-American electronic folk trio State of Sea. The song was called Illusion.
Good pick, Jim. That wraps up this edition of Buried Treasures. And if you've got an album that's flying under the mainstream radar that everyone should hear, let us know. Give us a call at 888-859-1800 or connect with us on Facebook or Twitter. Coming up after a short break, some of our musical guests shared their Desert Island Jukebox pick, the song or album that they would take with them to a desert island. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. In our next segment, we're going to devote to the Desert Island Jukebox, but we're going to let our musical guests pick it. Every time we have a guest into the studio, we ask them what song or album would they take with them to the Desert Island just for that day. Jim, what do we have first?
Well, Greg, the sludge metal legendary giants, the Melvins, are going to lead us off. Guitarist, vocalist Buzz Osborne, drummer Dale Crover, and bassist Steve McDonald joined us recently here in this studio and shared their picks for music they can't live without.
Me first?
Sure, Buzz.
Judy Garland live at Carnegie Hall.
I've read about it. There's a weird depth to that record.
That record is genius.
Is that the one where she's sort of breaking down a little bit and everything? Yeah, right.
They got it all on the record.
Yeah.
Grammy winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. So I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be?
go to my head when and I forgot the goddamn words. Where's the honey sympathy so profound? Are you intoxicate my soul with your eyes? Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head.
So what moves you about it? What do you love about it?
She's a really great singer, first off, and even in the depths of her massive addiction and breakdown, she still manages to come through, and it's one of the most heartfelt records I've ever heard.
You know, mm-hmm.
She blows lines all over the place, and it's really good. It's just, I think it's I think everyone should have that record.
You know? How long was it before she died?
I don't know exactly. You know, not long.
Wow.
A few years, maybe. She died before she was 50, so.
Yeah, it's real. It's like listening to Lenny Bruce at the end of his life or something. It's horrifying. Yeah. Yeah.
She kills it on that record. There's mm-hmm. times when you just, I get chills just thinking about it.
That's cool.
Heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head. You go to my head.
You see why she was good to begin with.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Why people liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a joke.
No,
it's
not
true.
There,
huh? Yeah.
Stephen, what do you got?
I've been going through a Stones phase lately, and Through the Past Darkly is probably my favorite record by them. And I know it's a collection, but it's the first time that Jumping Jack Flash appeared on an album, and it's just one I grew up with.
Over Sticky Fingers.
Yeah.
Pre, Sticky Fingers era, Beggar's Banquet era, Stones is sort of, you know, not respected nearly as much as those iconic Mick Taylor era records. You know, the Brian Jones era Stones is what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's some of its transition as a collection, so there's mm-hmm. a few early cuts, you know, but I think that Jumping Jack Flash is really the beginning of that phase.
Yeah.
Of that switch into the Mick Taylor era, and I guess it was originally just a single.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it as the opening track on that record.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it just really seems like it's this moment where this band is really kind of shifting into new gears. You know, Jumping Jack Flash, I guess, is kind of that moment when they declared that they were going to be around.
It was
something
ferocious. All right, we need a DIJ from Dale. Dale.
Yes. Oh, he stole my Stones. I was going to say Exile, but I'll say Jimi Hendrix, Access Bold as Love.
Ah.
The Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for everything about it.
Yeah.
Such a great record.
That is a great record.
Yeah.
Sing so. If the sun reveals a shine,
You like the drumming on that, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've heard people say lately that they didn't think Mitch Mitchell was a very good drummer.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's just cuckoo.
Then who is good?
Yeah, Mitch Mitchell's not good. Well, I think the jazz sensibility was something that put some people off.
I think it works for him, and I just think John Densmore was a complete hack.
Yeah?
You know, yeah.
I mean, the only thing I saw him say about stuff, Mitch Mitchell, was that he thought he overplayed. But I like all the overplay.
It was a trio. Yeah. There's room in that.
They were pushing each other, right? The three guys were really kicking each other's ass on that record. I think that's a great
They weren't
moment.
Holding back.
No, they were not. That's Jimi Hendrix with If Six Was Nine. Dale Crover, drummer with the Melvins, selected Axis Bold as Love as his pick for the Desert Island Jukebox. Jim, who do we have next?
Greg, we had more fun talking to director Penelope Spheeris than almost any other guest in Sound Opinions ever. She's probably best known for the 1992 classic film Wayne's World. But she's also known as the director for The Decline of Western Civilization, all three episodes of that. Influential documentary, the first one about the 80s L.A. punk scene. Based on that resume, Penelope's Desert Island Jukebox picks might not be what you'd expect.
That's an interesting question. Desert Island Boombox. Let me concentrate here. I'm going to say Japanese Zen music. And I'm not kidding. You know what I mean? Like, here's the thing. Me and my boyfriend, who was a gutter punk on Decline 3 that I've known for 20 years, we went out on the Ozfest with Sharon and Ozzy. I said to my boyfriend a couple years ago, I'm like, how come we don't go out to concerts anymore? And he goes, well, once you've been to 30 cities on the Ozfest, you don't even care anymore.
Yeah, I suppose you can overdose after a while.
Well, yeah. I mean, I still, you know, every once in a while I'll throw on some punk rock or some metal or some Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky or whatever, you know. But, you know, it's not like I've got to have my punk rock. I feel like at heart I am a punk, you know. That's just what I am. But I don't sit around, you know, listening to punk all day and spitting at people.
That's Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky. I highly endorse one of Penelope Spheeris' picks for the Desert Island Jukebox. Music she just can't live without. Who do we have next?
Sam Beam records his Iron and Wine, Greg, makes indie acoustic folk music, and when he joined us at the Goose Island Barrel House for a live event, he told us about his Desert Island Jukebox pick, music that directly influenced his latest album, Beast Epic.
Say it's here where our pieces fall in place. Any rain softly kisses us on the face. Anywhere means we're running. We can sleep and see them coming. Where we drift and call it dreaming. We can weep and call it singing.
I feel like what some of the artists that have more to do with shaping the sound of this record was more like Nina Simone or some of Van Morrison's records in the early, late 60s, early 70s, when they had jazz musicians playing folk music, basically, classical musicians and jazz musicians playing folk music, just brought this extra melodic complexity, which I find, but it's also loose and improvisational. That's kind of the stuff that I was after. And so I was listening to Wiedenfels the other day, that record, Wiedenfels. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
Come here, my love. This feeling has me spellbound. It's a storyline. In paragraphs laid down the same. In fathoms all My inner mind, I'm mystified, oh, by this moon. This melancholy feeling that just don't do no good.
I think both Veedon Fleece and Astral Weeks has much of Mingus's band backing up Van Morrison.
They were so great.
Yeah.
And it's odd, you know, because you come... I remember hearing those as a, you know, as a kid and being like, huh, yeah, that's cool. But, you know, I think it took me, like, making records and for a long time and learning to play with other people and just using that approach, the immediacy to that approach, you know, might not be apparent to other listeners, but as a musician, it's just so inspiring to recognize what's happening and how alive and in the moment it is.
And flowing through, becoming raptured by the sights and sounds, an intrigue of nature's beauty. Come along with me and take it all in. Come here, oh my love.
That's Come Here, My Love by Van Morrison. That was Iron and Wine's Desert Island Jukebox pick. We've got one more guest, DIJ. Right, Jim?
Yeah, Greg, Chicago rapper Vic Mensa was in here for an interview, and though he's not afraid to talk about heavy topics, racism, injustice.
Sometimes I wake up and I look up in the sky, asking why I'm alive when so many niggas die. But my pride won't let me give up, Lord, as hard as I try. In those times I try to remember that we could be free. If we only knew we were slaves to the pains of each other. One thing I believe, if I could learn to see my enemy as my brother.
His Desert Island Jukebox pick is More Feel Good Soul.
Stevie Wonder, For Once in My Life.
Yeah.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. Once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true.
Just makes me feel good, man. Stevie Wonder, just his voice, he just makes me feel golden. Like, listening to Stevie Wonder can just, like, it's like a good cup of coffee, you know?
He's got the ecstasy in that voice, but he's got a song for every mood. It's
every
like you don't
mood.
Have to, whatever mood you're in, Stevie's got a song.
Right, you could be on drugs, listening to, I'm too high, too
you
high.
You could be angry,
secret
life in
plan.
The city, you know?
Right.
You know,
you could be creeping and listening to Superstitious, yeah, like those Pink Panthers.
You think you're going to get to meet him someday at the Grammys, man?
100% need to meet Stevie Wonder. I'm gonna sample something obscure of his, and I know that, like, when No ID and Hov sampled him recently for 444, they ended up, you know, having to go talk to him in person. So I'm going to try to do that.
Keep sampling him until he demands to meet you.
Yeah.
For once I can see, this is mine. You can take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life.
That's Stevie Wonder with For Once in My Life, rapper Vic Mensa's pick for the Desert Island Jukebox. Greg, what are we on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, we have an in-studio interview with the legendary songwriter John Prine.
We haven't laughed more, I think, in a very long time talking to anybody.
That saved my life sometimes in tough places in the Army and when I was growing up out in Maywood and Melrose Park. You know, if you can make a guy laugh before he punches you, it's hard for him to make a fist, you know.
Sound Opinions is produced by Brendan Banaszak, Alex Claiborne, and Ayanna Contreras.
I'm in the phone booth. There's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just ring it off the wall. I know she's there, but I just had a call. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
New messages.
Hey, Jim and Greg, this is Ryan Kelly from South Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I just listened to your Captain Beefheart episode a little late, admittedly, and after doing so, remembered that a friend of mine made me a mixtape with Making Love to a Vampire with a Monkey on My Knee when I was a kid.
Making love to a vampire with a monkey on my knee. The pond shines dry like a lady's compact. Lilies leap like...
After re-listening to that, my first thought was I probably shouldn't have been listening to that at a young age, but I'm glad it expanded my musical taste that young. Thanks for the great show.
Hey, Jim and Greg. This is Mike Hickey calling from Commerce Township, Michigan. In regards to the episode about horses and songs about horses leading up to the Kentucky Derby, thought one that was missing was Dan Fogelberg's Run for the Roses. Thought that would be a perfect song leading up to the Kentucky Derby, and also willing to bet that it is the first time Dan Fogelberg will be mentioned on your show, similar to Eddie Money the previous week. Great show. Love it. Keep it up. Thanks.
The fire of strength of his stuff. It's bleeding and it's draining and it's something unknown that drives you and carries you.
Thanks.
Bye. Hey guys, this is Wilder Embry calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Your show is the best thing going, especially the time slot. What's going on with most of us? We're cruising, coming home from work, whatever. But the Dave Lombardo and Kerry King replay was wonderful. It's always great to hear those guys talk, you know, and see them as people. I saw them a good many years back, and Hatebreed opened up, and I remember just kind of being terrified by Hatebreed somehow, and then Flair came out, and I swear it was like Lynyrd Skynyrd, where I just was like, all right, now here's my boys. They've just been wonderful to follow and to see them as people, you know, aside from being the greatest heavy band ever. I'll be seeing them here in a few months on their farewell tour, and I hate to see them go, but I guess they need a little rest. Anyway, killer show. See ya.
Hi, my name is Tanya. I just stumbled upon the end of your interview with the members of Slayer. I can't tell you how pleased I am to have heard them on the radio. They're incredibly articulate. They're wonderfully intelligent. I've been a fan for 30 years, probably, from the beginning. And I was a lone female in the beginning of their popularity. But it's good to hear that they've got a brand new audience. Good to hear some of their new music. And I was blown away. I sat in front of the radio for 15 minutes and, like I said, listened to the end of the interview. Thank you.
No more messages.
To give us your opinions on Sound Opinions, call our hotline, 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week with more Sound Opinions, produced by WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.